We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom, two lines at the bottom of Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. We are beginning a very extensive sugya about Mashiach. It's a hard sugya to understand kipshutoi, and we know that in the Rishonim is a big machlekes about the Yemos Mashiach. So we're trying to learn it as poshut as possible. So let's start over here on the bottom of Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Only Rav Nachman l'Rabbi Yitzchak. Mishmi Aloch, did you hear Amos Osi Bar Nafli? When Bar Nafli is coming? Omalei, so Rav Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, who is Baman Bar Nafli? Who exactly is Bar Nafli? Omalei Mashiach. It's Mashiach. Omalei Mashiach Bar Nafli, Krista? You're calling Mashiach Bar Nafli? Omalei in, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, B'yemhu Okim as Sukkas David Anifalas, on top of David Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph, that B'yemhu Okim as Sukkas David Anifalas. So you see, we call Malchus Beis David Hanafalas, and Mashiach comes from Malchus Beis David, therefore we call him Bar Nafli, the son of Nafli. Omalei, so he asked him, when is Bar Nafli coming? The generation that Ben David, Mashiach comes, Tamid Chom Mismat. And first of all, there won't be so many Tamid Chom. Vashar, Eneim, Kolos, Beyong, Vanocha. And the rest of the people, they are waiting with yogim va'anocha, with pain and sighing, with tzoris rabbis, a lot of tzoris, a lot of calamities, v'gzeris koshois, terrible gzeris, mischachois, ad harishoyna pekudosh ni'amaris lavai. Before the first one's finished, the next one comes. And that will be the time of Mashiach, and you'll know that Mashiach is coming when we have all these tzoris, and not to mitzvah nechamim, then you know Mashiach will be coming. Tanur Avaron, Shavua Sheben Dava Babai, the seven-year cycle that Mashiach will come at the end of that cycle, Shana Rishonah Miskayim Mikrozeh, the first year, this pasuk will be Mekuyim V'mtaharti Al Ir Achas V'al Ir Achas Lo Yemtah, which means that some cities will have a rov. There'll be a little bit of a hunger, not every place. Some will have hunger, some won't have hunger. Like it says in the pasuk, it'll rain on this city, not on this city. Shniya, second year, Chitzei Rov Mishtachim, all over there'll be rov. There won't be soiva in any place. There'll be some kind of hunger in every single place. That'll be the second year. In the third year, the first and second year, Shniach Yitzhak Mishtachim, Yishlish is in the third year, Rav Gadol, very big hunger, Umeisim Anoshim Anoshim Mataf. And then, in that year, with such a big hunger, there'll be men, ladies, children dying, Chasidim Anshi Maisa, the Torah Mishtachim Mataf. And Chlishon HaShvaz die also, and Tayyub be Mishtachim Mideh, because they don't know what to eat. It's very hard to think if you don't know what to eat. But Revius, Soiva Ve'ini Soiva, Revius will come back a little bit to Soiva, a little bit hunger, not so much hunger. Bechamisha Soiva Gadol, Ve'ichlim Mishayisim Mishmechim, Ve'tayyub Chazeros Lemdeh, and Tayyub comes back. Beshishis, in the sixth year, Koilois. You're going to hear, Tupshat Marashi, either rumors that Mashiach is coming, or Lishtachrina means you hear Koilois from Tekiya Shofar. You're going to hear in the sixth year. In the seventh year, B'Shvi'ez Mechamos, in the seventh year there'll be wars, but Matzah Shvi'ez Ben Dovaba, and Matzah Shvi'ez Mashiach will come. So that's the, Brisa says, the cycle of the years right before Mashiach. Rav Yosef, Kama Shvi'ez Tehavakein, a lot of Shvi'ez that had hungers in them, Soiva, had these type of things, and Mashiach didn't come. Was there rumors in the sixth year, whatever? Well, let's say it's Kol Shofar. Did that happen? And Shvi'ez Mechamos, did that happen? That never happened. But even if it did happen, Rav and Soiva, Kesidra Mihava, it wasn't in order. So therefore, it didn't happen yet. Don't ask the kash. It did not happen exactly like this Seder and exactly these seven things. Did not happen yet. So I'll take a marvaita. The marv is a pasuk, and it's a big machlokes if you garish this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Asher cherfu ivecha Hashem, asher cherfu ikvois mishichecha." So it's a shavu garish because the next marv is not shaykh. So this is Rashi who answers the question already. And Rashi says, "Lispar shaykrol ma'echtavach." Why is the pasuk doing here? The loyko darish be'midi. It says, "V'nir le'mayri." That said in the pasuk, it said in the Gemara, "But ikvois hamashiach chutz be'yaska." That in the end of the days before Mashiach, there'll be a lot of chutzpah. And in that, we bring from this pasuk that ikvois v'shikecha means the end of days. Ikvois means like the akev, the heel. It means that right before Mashiach comes. Tanya v'udaymer, dar shven David ba'bo, the generation that v'dovah comes. Beis havad, yeh l'znos. The beis bat midrashim, the place between yichama learn, it will be empty because it's not going to be somewhere between yichama, and therefore will turn into a place for znos. Vahagolil Yecharav. And the area of Golil, which is the north of Eretz Yisrael, will get destroyed. Vahagavlon, it's a place, Yesham, will be empty. Some say Gavlon is by the Golan. There will be Yesham. Vahanche Gvul Yisoyevivu Meir Le'ir V'lo Yichoninu. And people from Eretz Yisrael, or it means Anche Gozis from Sanhedrin, will go around and no one's going to take care of them. V'chokmas HaSoifrim Tisrach. And people will be disgusted with the Chokmas HaSoifrim, which is the Tzimichom. And people will be disgusted by the Yerichet. And the door's face will be like the face of a caliph. Rashi has Tupshotim, either says Mamish, or Mamish look like a caliph, whatever that means. That they won't be embarrassed from each other. We know the famous Rabbi Chanan, Kovitz Mamorim, that says Pshat, that just like a caliph who walks in front of, he looks like he's walking in front of his master. It looks like he's leading his master, but he keeps looking back to make sure his master is there. He's not really leading his master, he's just walking in front. The same thing, the leaders of the Dar will not really be leading of the Dar. They'll be looking back to see if the Balabatim agree to them. So that's what it means. The Pnei Adar, Kepnei Kelev, that's what the Rav Chanan learns. Va'emes Nederes, and there won't be any Emes anymore. Shinema Vatihia Emes Nederes. Now, how do you see Nederes means there won't be Emes anymore? Vatihia Emes Nederes. I'm very Yanai. Amrit Beirav, Melamin Shinasis Adorim Adorim Ve'lechislaw. The Emes will turn into big herds and go away from you. My Visar Mirah Meshtoilil, because the Pasuk says, Vatihia Emes Nederes, Visar Mirah Meshtoilil. What's Pshat ended up posting with Sar Mirah Mishtoil? I'm Rabbi Rashila. Kol Mishasar Mirah, anyone who goes away from a bad Mishtoil, people, Malabrias, people think he's crazy. He's a nutcase. Omarava, Mereish Havamina Leka Kosht Obama. I thought that Taka, there's no such thing as Emes left in this world. But Omali Humra Rabban and Rav Tova Shmei, or his name was Varmila Rav Tovyoim Shmei, the Aviyavale Kol Chalole Da'ama, if you give me any money in the world, I would not lie. Loiv Mashayim Adiburi, I would not lie. What's a story with Rav Tivyemi or Rav Tavos? Zimna Chod Ikla, this is Rav Tavos, Rav is saying over Vashem Rav Tivyemi a story. So Rav Tivyemi is saying over the story that one time, Zimna Chod Ikla Li Astra, I went to the certain city, the Kushtashmei, the name of the city was Emes. Kushtashmei. Lehav Mashayim Adiburi, they're not lie for anything. Lehav Mayas Inshimasim, no one died, Lehav Zimna, no one died early there. Everyone lived a full life. So Nesivius Seminary, so it's nice, a good shidduch. So he married someone from there. Vahavali Tartan Benin, and I had two children. One day his wife was cleaning her hair, she was in the shower. And one of the neighbors knocked on the door. It's not sneeze to say where she is. So he just said, she's not here. Amri lo lesahocha. She's not here, my wife is not here. Both his children died. So the people knew something's wrong here because no one ever died young there. Also, what's going on? Why did two children die? This was a story. And this was a very white lie. He says, please, do us a favor. Please leave and don't cause death to come to this city. We don't have death in this city. So you see that there was still in the world such a thing called kushta, people who are really emistic. Tanya Rav Neroya Eimer, Dor Sheben David Baboy, the generation that Ben David comes, Mashiach comes, the Orim Yabinu Bnei Zekeinim, the children will embarrass the faces of the elders. Zekeinim Yam Bnei Orim, and the elders will stand in front of the Orim. Ubas Kama Beima, the daughter will stand against the mother. Vekala Bechamoisa, and a daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law. Bnei Ador Kepei Kala, like I said before. And the son will not be embarrassed from the father. Tanya Mechem Yemer Dar Sheben Dava Ba Boy Ha'azis Tarbe. There'll be a lot of chutzpah. Vayoyker Ya'aves. What does that mean? Rashi says Tupshatim. Either means that people will not be mechaber each other. Yoyker Loshon of Kavod. Or Yoyker means even the mechubadika people will be Ya'aves. Will do averus. Even the mechubadika people will be rotten from the inside. Va'gefen yet imperiyai. Again, it's Tupshatim. This either pshat is that even though they'll be geffen, but it'll be expensive because it won't be bracha in the Paris. Or the second pshat is that everyone will be running after wine and drinking wine, and therefore will get expensive. People will be very into wine. By geffen yitim periyoy, by yayim v'yoyker, v'nefcha kol amachus aminus, and the whole entire nation, the kings will all be turned into minus. We won't have any normal governments, only minos, and no one will be giving musa. So that all the whole malchus turns to minos, to apikarsis, Omar of Mikra, Kule Afarik Lava and Taru. Just like you find a nega is a terrible thing, but if the whole body turns into one big nega, it's tar. Here also, the whole dire world turns into one big minos, then there'll be tar, Mashiach will come. Tar Rabbanik Yodin Hashem Amoi. It says in the Pasuk, and the few different shots in this Pasuk, our Gemara is going that Yodin Hashem Amoi means when Hashem is in the Migoyal Klai Yishok. Yodin Hashem Amoi, Valavada Visnachom, Ki Yiriki, Ozos Yod, the Ephes, Ozov Ozov. When Hashem sees, the Pasuk in Parashat Azinu, when Hashem sees there's no hope, there's no helpers, there's nothing left, the Klai Yishok will do, Mashiach will come. So what, when is that? Se'im Bein Dove Ba, actually Yirbu HaMoisiris. Until the people who snitch, the snitchers will be so much, where people will be mastering to the government, so then Mashiach will come. There's not too many Talmidim learning anymore, and these Talmidim are the ones who bring Klal Yisrael back to Taiva, that when not too many of them, that is when Mashiach will come. Until there is no money left in the packet, there's nothing left. There's no money left. They give up from the gula. Which means ki'ilu, you could say this thing klapi maila, that there's no hope anymore. There's no supporter of Klal Yisrael anymore. Kadar of Zeru, Kav Mashmasha Rabbanon. The Mizaski Bey, when he saw the Rabbanon being Isaac and finding this man, the Kates, Omaluhu used to tell them, Matusa, don't look too much into the Kates because I'm scared you're pushing away the Kates. The Tanina, because you learned, Gimel Boim Behesachadas. There are three things that come, surprise, it's a surprise. Elohein, Mashiach, Mitzia, you find something for Akrev and a scorpion. So these things all come by surprise. So Mashiach comes by surprise. If you're looking into the cage too much, it won't be such a surprise. And maybe you're stopping Mashiach from coming. So therefore he said, please don't be Isaac too much into it, because Mashiach comes by Hesach Adas. We're not thinking about it. You have to be hope for Mashiach, but try to figure out Mashiach coming. That is not the best thing to do. Rav Katina. Shis Alfei Shani Hava Alma. The world will be 6,000 years long. V'chadchar, and the 7,000 will be a year, will be 1,000 years where the whole world will be destroyed. Shnei ma'avnitzka shalom v'ad b'yamehu. And yom v'karis baruch is one day of karis baruch is 1,000 years. I could bring a pasuk soon about that. Bayom atrechar, 2 years will be charav. Shnei ma'yicheyenu miyamayim, and b'yom ha'slishi yikemenu v'nichle fonav. Which means 2 years, miyamayim, 2 years will be destroy the world, and then it'll come back better and bigger and stronger. But you can't make a big fun of. Tank of his rock team. Right, rock team, it's 1 year, it's 1,000 years. Kashem, like it said, like this in the Bryce, Kashem Shah Shvius, Shemata Shana Acha, just like Shvius. Shemitah is 1 year out of the 7, Shana Acha, so Zion Shanim, which you don't do any work on the fields. Kachoilom is Shamit, Elf Shamit, Shavashalofim. It gets destroyed for 1,000 years out of the 7,000 years. It's actually a Rebbeinu Bechaya learns that it's a cycle that keeps on repeating itself. But when Pasuk, you know, we're going to learn like just the reading in the Gemara, that means that 1,000 years is out of the 7,000, it will be Chor. That's number one, but Yemu, it will not arrive. Amma Mizmer Shirli, Yem HaShabbos, Yem Shkulia Shabbos. There'll be a year that's Shkulia Shabbos, Kulia of rest. There'll be nothing going on for that 1,000 years. By Hashem, it says that 1,000 years is like one day. Kiyavar. The world is 6,000 years long. The first 2,000 years of the world is called Tayu because there was no Torah. Avraham Avinu was born. He was born at 1948. That's where he was born. So the first 2,000 years, Avraham Avinu was not in there. The last and the first 52 years of his life, he didn't recognize the Torah yet. And it says that when he's 52, he started learning Torah. That's what it says. Like it says, "V'sanefesh she'osu b'charon," which means "shabidu lo d'araisa." That the Mar Vayizar says that until that time, Avram did not learn Torah. At 52 years, he started learning Torah, teaching Torah, learning Torah. So the first 2,000 years was Tayu. Shnei alafim Torah. 2,000 years was Torah. Now, how do you figure that out? So the 2,000 years goes like this: you have 48 from Avram Avinu, and then 400 years from when Yitzchak is born until they go out of Mitzrayim. So that's 448. And then we have, from then until the Beis HaMikdash, is 480 years. So 448 plus 480, you get a calculator. Then you have the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, which is 410 years. And then after that, you have 70 years, and then another 420 of the Bayis. Altogether, that is another 1828 years after 2000. So at 3828 is when the second Churban of Beis HaMikdash was, and another 172 years after that, and after that, those are 2,000 years of Torah. Now, Rashi Ravaran, the Torah didn't stop after 172 years. The Torah is still going today. So Zok Rashi, you want to see it, it's on the left side, almost at the end of the column. It says, V'aydi da'am ha'shnei alofim toyu, kam ha'shnei alofim toyu. V'lo yishetech l'toyu, ach ha'shnei alofim. Didn't stop then. So the Mashos argues, Mashos says no, that when the Churban HaBayis happened, the Torah really got destroyed. You had another 172 years because until Rabbeinu HaKadosh died, where you still had a little Torah, but after that, the Torah was Shvacha. He says, the Lashon of Mashah, let me just find the exact Lashon, there he argues, and he says that it's not there was a problem with the Torah. He says, V'nir l'parashvon k'pshutam, k'be'emes achash agol yishol agolos gemura, ein b'em Torah, k'chsiv, malka v'sareha b'agoyim ein Torah. For those 170 years, at least that's called Tanoim. He had the Tanoim, but Daimlin Stalglu Ayeshivas, Arachashemes Rebbe, the Govar Agolus, Vrobu Atsaras, Kolimeir Tairo, Mashon Veilech, Mutecha Golus Vatsaras, because his man, Royal of Mashiach, which we'll see in a second, but there was no Tairo anymore to that level of the Tanoim. So because Rashi and the Mashah had to learn what the middle 2,000 years was. But next 2,000 years, Shnei Alof Yemais Mashiach are the years when Mashiach can come. In those years, Mashiach can come. Uvaviseinu on top of Mubeis, Uvaviseinu Shirobu Yotzu Mehem Ashiyetsu. And our unbelievable Averis, some of those years already, although he's already passed, a lot of those years already passed. We're in the 2,000 years of Yemais Mashiach, and already through those years, a lot of years, like over 1,700 years, through those years of the years that Mashiach could have came.